summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine.
Hello, this is Tim Rivier. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree, the station with the true music of country and western.
Tell her that I love her, I always would be true. When the moon comes over the mountain, I'll be waiting here.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome y'all back into the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here at the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. We're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard and carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be proudly broadcast over www.cfrc.ca, where you can find out more about donating and helping our station continue on to the future through our funding drive of 2024, and most listening devices as well, including the iHeartRadio app. Now, as I welcome y'all to the third and final hour of the Jamboree this morning, I would like to send out a song to loving memory of 29 men who were lost on the Lake Superior 49 years ago this evening on the doomed Edmund Fitzgerald, which sank, yes, in Lake Superior on November 10th, 1975. With that, I'd like to play Gordon Lightfoot's all-time classic, The Ballad of Edmund Fitzgerald, to open the third and final hour of this morning's program. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Now, friends, I would like to once again salute the East Coast of Canada and the Maritimes with saluting what we like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. So let's begin with sending out a song to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, it's going to be Peter's version of an old Ernest Tubb classic titled The Soldier's Last Letter. We'll follow with Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger of Nova Scotia, and a classic titled Thank You, Mother, for the Bible You Gave. And we'll wrap up this set with another all-time patriotic wartime ballad written by Roy Payne and sung by Roy Payne today, titled Single Maple Leaf. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my friends East Coast and on the Eastern Seaboard. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat, the way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through, and I'll finish this letter the first chance I get. But for now, I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble. She fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her soldier had died. Then the mother knelt down by her bedside. She prayed, "Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the ones who are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep our country free."
Yes, I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet.
They wanted to be free. sister that we're living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for a single. Troubles. You just listen to the news, and I'm sure you'll realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. Yes, friends, we've got so much to be thankful for all across this land. From the mighty Pacific Ocean to the shores of Newfoundland. So tonight, when your children pray down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free. Yes, as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country, mister, that we're living in.
Friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, now I have played many different songs of Hank Rivers or Henri LaRivière over the last 3 hours. Now I'd like to play a collection of songs that I really appreciate and admire of Hank's library of country music. First, it's going to be a song going out to my dear stepfather, Big Daddy Al. And Hank did a song many years ago titled Cigarettes. So that's going out to Daddy Al. Then we'll follow with a classic wartime ballad titled Goodbye, Mary Dear. And we'll wrap up this set with another all-time favorite. And it's going to be, of course, a song titled Wild Blood. Now, with that, I would like to just remind y'all that these are some of my all-time favorites of the Hank Rivers collection. And with that, we'll be back following this to play the continuation of the great interview and visit with Tim LaRivière. Welcome in, friends.
Cigarettes, cigarettes, cigarettes,
cigarettes.
They're gonna be the death of me.
Cigarettes.
Every morning when a light went up, man, they knocked me to my knees. I cough, I wheeze, and groan and moan, roll around the floor. If I don't have my cigarette, I won't be around much more. The medical journal says each month that everyone should quit. If I don't have my cigarette, boy, I have myself a fit. The doctors said they'll kill you, boy, you gotta quit those cigarettes. I've been smoking them all my life, what the heck, and I ain't dead yet. Cigarettes, 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 it's gonna be the death of me.
Cigarettes.
Every morning when a light went up, man, they knocked me to my knees. I cough, I wheeze, and groan and moan, roll around the floor. If I don't have my cigarette, I won't be
you're all much more.
Did you ever try to roll your own, drive a big old semi-truck? Tobacco and papers in your hand, man, you have to have some luck. Foot on the clutch, your knee on the wheel, trying to keep your eyes on the road. Hey, you hit a bump and you lose the words and you sit there curse and moan.
Cigarettes, cigarettes, cigarettes,
cigarettes.
And the Glock is the death of me.
Cigarettes.
Every morning when I light from that band that knocked me to my knees, I cough, I wheeze and groan and moan, roll around the floor. If I don't have my cigarette, I won't be around much more. I've tried to kick the habit I started as a child. Those TV advertisements almost drive me wild. Menthol filter, king size, cigars filled with wine. If I don't have my cigarette, I almost lose my mind. Cigarettes, cigarettes, cigarettes,
cigarettes.
Gonna be the death of me.
Cigarettes.
Every morning when a light went up, man, they knocked me to my knees. I cough, I wheeze and groan and moan, roll around the floor. If I don't have my cigarette, I won't be around much more.
If he don't get his cigarettes, he won't be around much more.
Goodbye, Mary, I must go, said a lad, now don't grieve so, for 'tis duty called me far across the sea. Kiss me, Mary, then we'll part, said the lad with an aching heart. When the leaves begin to fall, I'll be with you. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of a rose fills the air, neath that old tree, grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, sweet Mary dear, yes, I'll be there. The lad with empty sleeve of his comrades taken leave. They were home again, the transport had come back. If she loved you long ago, she'll still love you, Jack, I know. And one arm will do to hold her to you, Jack. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of the rose fills the air, neath that old tree, grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, sweet Mary dear, yes, I'll be there.
Heart has closed on me like the petals of a rose at evening time. You deny with your sweet lips, but I see your eyes ain't free. If he ever turns away from you, oh, please come back to me. You'll never be too far away from the corner of my heart. Reserve for just your love, my dear. In my mind, we'll never part. If the Lord above will lend a hand, and someday, do you suppose again your heart will open to me like the petals of a rose? Be too far away from the corner of my heart. Reserve for just your love, my dear. In my mind, we'll never part. If the Lord above will lend a hand, someday do you suppose again your heart will open to me like the petals of a rose. Some men leave their children wealth and worldly things, but all my Mama cried, oh no. Some don't hate your papa, papa had to go. 'Cause your papa had wild blood, papa's not to blame. Wild blood can't drive a man insane. There's no resisting wild blood. Papa had wild blood, Papa's not to blame. Wild blood can drive a man insane. There's no resisting wild blood like a storm of wind and rain. And I can feel the wild blood flowing through my veins.
Hello, this is Grant Haywood, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep traditional country music alive.
Take me there and let me live and die.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree in this third and final presentation of A Visit with Tim LaRiviere, the son of Hank Rivers. Now, this interview and visit was recorded the other day, in preparation for this tribute to his father, Hank Rivers. And following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic titled The Pan American Blues. With that, here now is Tim LaRivière from his home in Eganville once again.
And so I have a couple more questions for you if you have time.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
In 1984, your father was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley.
Correct, yes.
What did that mean for him?
Well, you know, he was had a bit of Alzheimer's at the time.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it was getting there, Johnny. And just his smiling to see all the people there.
Yes.
That and meeting all his old friends and meeting his good friends that he always still stuck around. And the place was actually pretty packed at that time. And he was just glorified of, like I said, all the Canadian people there that, like, remembered him and talked with him. And he had a beautiful presentation of a couple feet high by about a foot and a half of a beautiful oil painting picture.
Yes, was, yes.
Yeah, I guess you remember that. Mm-hmm. And it was just more appreciation
From his peers
and all his fans. And it was, my dad was never, I wrote that song.
He's never full of himself.
No, and he really talked to the people downheartedly, and that's why he had so many fans. And
I see.
All the way from Germany, from France, the mail he used to get, especially when he did the Maple Sugar Sweetheart, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he got so much fan mail from all across
the
world.
Do you still hear from fans of his?
Oh, Donnie, I've met, one thing about my father, there wasn't a place we couldn't walk down in Ottawa that didn't know my father.
Is that right? Yes.
My father was the type of guy that if a hobo, we called him hobo, the hobos back then, sitting on a park and fell asleep with their arms cuddled up near their chest, he'd actually... I was with him. I go, Dad, what are you doing? That's your coat. He goes, well, I think this gentleman's going to need it. He looks a little cold. And he'd take off his jacket and throw it on the gentleman, and we'd just walk away, eh?
I say yes.
Just had that.
He was very giving. Yes.
Very giving man. Did a lot of charity work, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't interested. He didn't die a super rich man or anything like that.
He passed away loved. That's amazing.
Yeah, and he just liked to contribute his voice. He just loved to get up and sing and entertain him.
For sure.
It wouldn't matter if people gave him $10 or gave him nothing.
Exactly, yes.
And he always had a smile, and afterwards he'd go around, and that's what I learned from him. Before I play my gig, I go and introduce people. Hi, I'm Tim LaRivière, Tim Rivers, and these are the songs. I'm going to play some country and some classic. And they go, well, geez, you know, thank you very much for stopping by and at our table and talking with us. That's really nice of you. And I just wink at them and I say, yeah, my dad taught me that one, you know. So
exactly.
And I still do it till this day.
People person. That means a lot to a lot of people. Exactly.
Yes.
Now, something that interests me is that he's not in the Canadian Hall of Fame. Do you think this will ever happen?
Well, I'll tell you how the Country Hall of Fame relatively works. Now, you get three chances.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
You get three chances to try to get an inductee into the Canadian Country Hall of Fame. And one of the reasons that they gave after, you know, sending records and every bit of information, you know, and even some of the people there at that time knew of my father.
Yes.
Well, one of the excuses was, believe it or not, was Hank changed his name from Hank LaRivière to Hank Rivers.
That's harsh. Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Yeah, it's BS or whatever. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So exactly. I found it strange, but we have one more chance.
No, yes,
and,
yeah.
Two chances are taken up, so the third chance will be coming in another year or so.
Okay.
But it doesn't, to our family, like he has, six albums, and 78s and 45s with Hank Olivier on them.
Yes.
All lots of hits. Mm-hmm. A lot of also records from the States, like the Ballad of Roger Young was.
That's right. Yes.
That one was in the States, right? Mm-hmm. He has the Hank Olivier, the Gallant Singer. So this name change, it doesn't make sense, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. Sadly, yes.
You know, and mm-hmm. my dad like has so much history. Right across the board.
Well, it was there from the beginning too.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So why they don't recognize him right now is
we'll never know.
Just a little name change apparently is part of it, but you got to remember, my dad was one of the first men on CBC Radio when you had to listen to him twice a week for 2 years.
Yes.
You know.
I see.
And that, that's so many little perks like that along the way. I guess maybe
it's all politics nowadays. I find, to be honest with you.
You know, yeah. I would think
it's that's sad,
part of
yeah.
it, Johnny. Yeah, just
yeah.
it is what it is. But hopefully, the third time, the last time, will be the charm.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, in closing today, how would you like to see your father remembered?
Well, there's my dad has so many little websites mm-hmm. on. Either look up Hank Rivers or Hank LaRiviere.
Mm-hmm.
Read about his history with Canada and his bit of his history with Ernest Tubb and Hank Williams, Hank Snow, the late Orville Prophet. You know, he wrote the words for Orville Prophet's song, The Traveling Snowman.
That's right.
You know, and I gave you a record of
Maple
the gentleman
Sugar.
In the States that also recorded his
Doc Williams.
Doc Williams.
Yes.
And also the Allen family from Ottawa area,
mm-hmm.
who's the Allen family. And
right.
He was in the Canadian Country Hall of Fame here. The Valley one, and good people,
mm-hmm.
and just remember the old boys. They definitely have the beautiful stories to their songs, and definitely great history, and definitely my father is part of the Canadian music history.
That's for sure. Well, with that, Tim, I want to thank you for everything today, and we'll get a copy of this off in the mail to you.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, and have a great day. I appreciate your time.
Yes, for sure. Now, can I also get a promo from you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a pen and piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Heard your stories about your speed and trains. Now I'll tell you about one of the fastest trains I've seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's the Pan American on her way to New Orleans. If you're ever in the Southland and you want to see the scene, get yourself a ticket on the Pan-American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You go passing through them all, then you're New Orleans bound. Cincinnati
heading down that Dixon line. You pass the Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan American on her way to New Orleans. If you're ever in the Southland and you want to see the scenes, get yourself a ticket on the Pan American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You go passing through the mall, then you're New Orleans bound.
Well, now, friends, you know we are at the beginning of the Christmas season here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. And I would like to mention that Hank Rivers or Henri LaRivière was no stranger to a great Christmas song, having recorded three that I know of. Well, we will play the next two songs in memory of Hank Rivers and his Christmas songs. First, it's going to be an all-time classic titled Christmas Dream, which to me actually speaks more about today than it possibly would have in 1957 when it was recorded. And then we'll follow with Santa Rides Tonight. Now, Santa Rides Tonight was given to me many years ago by Suzanne Patton, which of course is Hank Rivers' daughter. And so with that, we'll pay tribute to Hank Rivers with these classics. And we'll say good morning to all the listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends, and Merry Early Christmas.
It was Christmas Eve, and I had gone to bed with a troubled heart, for I was far from my loved ones. But as sleep overtook me, I was blessed with a beautiful dream. I dreamt that God looked down, and when he realized the fear and poverty his children were living in, he descended to earth, and he called a meeting of all the great leaders of every nation throughout the land. Now it was wonderful how he won the hearts of these giants of men, and they honored him as he led them along the pathway of life, teaching the ways of God and eternal peace. Then the invitation was given, and a wondrous sight was never before witnessed by mankind, as all men, regardless of color or creed, knelt as one in worship of the true Savior, begging forgiveness and asking the light to show them the way of righteousness. And all the nations laid aside their weapons of destruction, and the love and trust replaced the fear that no longer ruled in the hearts of man. Then the eyes of the Lord gave sight to the aimless wanderings of the children of God, and a true meaning was finally given to all mankind. Then suddenly, as it appeared, the wonderful scene faded, and as I awoke, tears filled my eyes, but a new hope and understanding filled my heart. Yes, hope for a more and better peaceful world, and a deeper love and understanding for the God who made it all possible. Each mortal must do his share, so I'm telling you the story of my dream, with the hope and understanding that it will help you as it helped me to see the peace and goodwill on earth is not impossible. And with the guidance of the Lord, all is not lost after all.
North in an icy land lives a man with a snowy beard. Like Buffalo Bill, he rides the range, and perhaps of him you've heard. He makes toys for little girls and boys if they'll only do what's right. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight with a ho, ho, ho and a ha, how across the field she comes. For the little girls there's dolls with curls, and the boys there's nice red drums. He's very kind, he leaves behind little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. Now Santa Claus, he's sometimes cold as he rides in that icy range. Every year it's been the same, there's never been a change. Now if you've been good like I know you should, and trying to do what's right, then under your tree pretty toys you'll see, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. With a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 across the field she comes. For the little girls there's dolls with curls, and the boys there's nice red drums. He's very kind, he leaves behind little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus rides tonight.
Well now friends, before we say so long for this Way Back Country Jamboree morning show, I would like to play one more classic song as we close out the program this morning with the Salute the Way Back Song of the Week. Now being a classic song, of course, it's going out to Mama Dawn, who celebrated her 60th birthday this past Friday. With that, I would like to play the traveling man of country music, Canadian country music, that is, Tommy Hunter, and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. With that, we'll send our happiest of 60th birthdays out to Mama Dawn this morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy birthday, Mom. Love you always.
He got here, red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for moms, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray, her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for moms, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the show here this morning as we say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. I would like to thank all our listeners for staying with us during the last several weeks of rebroadcast from last year. I'm glad to be back on the show with y'all, as usual, every Sunday, 8 to 11. And I hope to not get sick again, but these things happen when you're a radio host. So with that, we would like to also thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in once again and showing your support during my illness. Now, I would also like to thank, once again, Tim LaRiviere for being my guest on this morning's program. I'd also like to mention that Hank Rivers sadly passed away on May 7th, 1996. Even though he has been gone for several years now, his music lives on in those who remember the true pioneers of Canadian country music. As we say so long, I would also like to send out our last two songs to those who gave their all, their services, for our country. Of course, that means the men and women of the Canadian American soil who fought for our freedom. With that, I would like to pay tribute to Smiley Bates and a classic titled Reveille Time in Heaven. Then we'll play us all home as we usually do on a Remembrance Day weekend with Doc and Chickie Williams, the king and queen of Wheeling, West Virginia's Jamboree and Searching for a Soldier's Grave. With that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. So long now, friends.
They proudly stand attention at the throne. Then the winds will play an anthem as it echoes from afar. At ease, a signal from an evening star. Different ranks of marching thousands ramping over heaven's sword. From the prophet to the general are the same. They are all one and equal in this wonder holy land. And reveille's played by heaven's angel band. When the universe commander takes the great reviewing stand, they are sighted one by one as they go by. They are highly decorated in the robe of glowing white, and the promise that our boys will never die. Master Sergeant Johnny with his crutches thrown away, his purple heart no longer could be seen. There my boy stands beside him with a smile upon his face as he receives a blessing from his grace. And they'll call Reveille, Reveille in heaven for my boy. He'll stand there smiling too, as he did for the red, white and blue. He'll rest in peace up there forevermore. No more fighting like he had to do before. He's just waiting for his mother.
his dad, his sis, and brother. When it's a revelry time in heaven for my boy.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, oh how the time do fly.
Hello friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree, yes this here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes I know we'll meet again, another place, another time.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed in all ages and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The word she gives.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca.